creatures of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Well, it's Monday, October the 30th, 2017. I guess we could call it Indictment Monday. Yes, they have been building excitement, and this is by design, folks. They leak out information that indictments are coming on Monday, but we're not going to tell you who it is. We'll leave it for you to speculate over the entire weekend. Of course, that's what they've been doing over the entire weekend. They want everybody talking about everyone in the Trump administration as a possible subject of an indictment. So we're going to take a look at that. And meanwhile, over the weekend, we saw Roger Stone get kicked off of Twitter, banned from Twitter. We're going to take a look at the double standard that was applied to Roger Stone. It's absolutely amazing to see how they are doubling down on not only the crooked charges from Robert Mueller, and that's going to be a key thing that we're going to be looking at, but also shutting down free speech. And when I say we're going to take a look at Robert Mueller, what I mean is that we're going to take a look at what may be the real source, the real purpose of this investigation. And that is not to find any truth, of course. It's not even necessarily to hamstring the Trump administration or to throw Trump out of office to get enough people around him indicted or somehow hoping that they can get a process crime. We've seen multiple process crimes committed by Hillary Clinton and actually by the FBI, haven't we? It's now been shown that the FBI was part of, Robert Mueller and others, are part of the cover-up that Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, who was head of the Department of Justice at the time, Timothy Geithner, who was head of the Treasury Department at the time, they were all on a committee that was supposed to vet whether or not it was appropriate to transfer the uranium and Uranium One to a foreign government or foreign corporation. And they did not do their job. They were investigating corruption charges. They knew that they had an eyewitness. It was FBI's Mueller. Mueller's FBI that knew that. And yet what they did was to not only not act on it, but to cover it up and to gag the individual with a non-disclosure agreement. Mueller is the one who needs to be investigated. And yet what I'm concerned about is that he is using this as an opportunity. You look at all these people, the usual suspects that we always see around Hillary Clinton. And we're going to take a look at the long history of Robert Mueller, a guy who, interestingly enough, was appointed director of the FBI only 1 week before September 11th, 2001. And look at how the FBI was conducted itself during the application of the surveillance state, during the application of multiple fake terror events that were created, staged, and then shut down so they could look like heroes, the FBI doing that on multiple occasions. That was under Robert Mueller. And of course, even after he's left office, and he is the longest serving FBI director since J. Edgar Hoover, because he served not only 10 years, but Obama kept him around for another couple of years after that. Even after he left, he has been at the center of the elite's power move in terms of trying to shut down internal combustion engines. When you look at nearly $12 billion in jailed CEOs from Volkswagen, and you compare that to what has happened in other big scandals with automotive companies. You look at the number of people who died with exploding Pintos, for example, or flipping SUVs, or the Takata airbags. Oh, that's right. Robert Mueller was there handing out money to people or taking money from individuals in the Takata airbags as well. But it was really taking down Volkswagen, and he has been at the center of all these issues as well as one scandal after the other. He truly is the Kevin Bacon of the dark state of the swamp, except he's not 6 degrees out. He's like 1 or 2 degrees out. So we're going to take a look at that, look at the usual suspects. And of course, we also have as our guest today, Kurt Haskell. It's a very appropriate time to take a look at the underwear bomber scam, which also happened under Robert Mueller's oversight, and how they used that to usher in body scanners, and how it may be the Vegas shooting that is being used to usher them in now. We'll see what happens with that. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
J.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Monday, October the 30th, 2017, Indictment Monday. Boy, all of Washington is abuzz with whatever these indictments will be, as if that is any surprise. As the news began circling for Robert Mueller, as you had one organization after the other calling for his resignation or his firing, and that includes organizations like the Wall Street Journal. Always, never Trump. And yet they were saying, this guy's got to go. He's got connections that are very, very deep in this scandal. And you want to talk about Jeff Sessions recusing himself because he was had a conflict of interest because he shook hands with a Russian ambassador a couple of times in a public meeting? Robert Mueller is so deeply embedded in all of this. And, of course, if you look at Saul Alinsky and his rules for radicals, right, what does it say? One of those rules is, make the other guys play by their own rules and really hang them out to dry if they don't. And so, of course, Jeff Sessions plays by the rules. They make him play by the rules. He recuses himself because he has a conflict of interest. But we're going to take a look at the number of individuals who are the ones running this investigation, suppressing information about this, obstructing justice is the legal term for this. And you find that these are the people who are at the very center of it. You see, when you say make the other side play by their own rules, the problem is the Democrats don't play by any rules, especially these Democrats. And I would say it's not just the Democrats. This is a bipartisan establishment movement. And you can see that by Robert Mueller. He's a good example of the bipartisan nature of this. Appointed by George W. Bush as FBI director, he took office 1 week before September 11th, and he has been involved in all of these FBI scandals that we've had for the last 20 years. All the 17 or so fake staged FBI terror incidents where they would create it, they would encourage it, they would plan it, they would fund it. In many cases, they would escort the individuals to the terror organization. Then they would shut it down and say, look at me, I'm a hero. Kind of like a fireman who is an arsonist, and he sets the fires so that he can then put them out and be the big hero. Well, that's what the FBI was doing. And, you know, when Judge Napolitano pointed that out in 2013, Mueller was still FBI director. So all of those were on him. And at the time, Judge Napolitano said, we've had 17 of these things that were totally staged by the FBI and only two or three that were real. And in those two or three that were real, he included the underwear bomber. Well, that was not real. Kurt Haskell is going to be joining us today to remind us of how that was a staged false flag so they could get body scanners into the airports, body scanners that were already prepared and ready to go. And we're going to take a look at how that reflects on the Vegas shooting as well. But let's take a look at what's going on with the indictments that are coming out. As the Hill points out, anticipation bills in Washington ahead of Mueller's first charges. And of course, that is by design. That's why they leaked the information out. This getting right up to the line of being illegal and criminal. They didn't release a specific name. They just said, well, they're coming. They're coming. Indictments are coming. We can't tell you who they are. You can speculate about it all over the weekend. And I guess as we're looking, they say that individuals who are charged could be taken into custody as early as today. So the question remains, are they going to stage a perp walk? Will they tell the press, hey, we're coming to arrest Paul Manafort. Make sure that you're at his house at such and such a time, and we'll stage this, because they have been known to do that type of thing. I don't know if they'll do that or not today, or if they will allow him to turn himself in. It's been widely reported that there are that the indictment on Manafort relates to a lot of money transfers. But we'll take a look and see what happens. And understand, too, folks, that an indictment is something that does not reflect that does not make you guilty. That means that you have a prosecutor who goes before a grand jury without anybody defending or offering a case for the defendant. And he gives one side of this, his side. And he can spin the facts as much as he wants. It's really, in most instances, it's used as a means to test whether or not he has a strong case or not. It's not to determine whether the individual is guilty. In this particular case, I believe that the timing is suspicious, as are most of the things that Robert Mueller has done in the last couple of decades. As we see all these people, as I pointed out, saying we got to get Mueller off, and as tension is building with Uranium One and the fact that the FBI suppressed information coming from the witness that they had been investigating for 15 months prior to the approval of the sale of Uranium One. As all that stuff was building, as people were saying, we need to investigate Mueller, don't we? Then all of a sudden, boom, these indictments hit. So I think that has more to do with it than anything else. As CNN reports, they were the ones who leaked it. They say, well, the charges are still sealed under orders from a federal judge. See, we're not violating the law. They've still sealed it. But we're going to throw this little bit of a teaser out there so you can all speculate on it, so that you can have the media build on this. This is the clever PR tease for the indictment Monday that is coming today. We don't know exactly when. If it breaks during the program, we'll let you know as soon as it happens. Plans were prepared Friday for anyone charged to be taken into custody as soon as Monday. And of course, as Daily Caller looks at this, they say, well, what about CNN's undisclosed ties to Fusion GPS? As soon as CNN reported this, they said CNN's reporting on the Trump-Russia dossier has left out at least one crucial fact. Close ties between the network and the opposition research firm at the center of the dossier controversy. Why don't we call it dossier? Why don't we call it the fake file controversy? That'd be a better way. Instead of a dirty dossier, let's call it the fake file controversy. CNN's reporting on the fake file controversy, led by Justice correspondent Evan Perez, has been favorable to the firm Fusion GPS, and it's hyped the fake files' credibility. Left out of Perez's reporting, which has been relied largely on unnamed sources, is his personal closeness to Fusion GPS operatives. Fusion has repeatedly been described in Senate testimonies as a smear-for-hire operation that manufactures misleading or false media narratives for its clients. That's right. It is a fictional political writing hack house. But the interesting thing that they're pointing out here is that the Fusion co-founder, Glenn Simpson, is somebody who worked closely with the CNN reporter, Evan Perez. They worked together at the Wall Street Journal, and they covered, guess what, national security issues at the Wall Street Journal. So Glenn Simpson goes his way and creates Fusion, co-founds that. The other individual, Evan Perez, goes to work for CNN. And then guess who the anonymous source for all of these fake Russian stories is? Well, it typically comes through CNN and through this particular reporter who has the tie to his pal who started Fusion GPS. And so is it any surprise that we see this information premiering in CNN that there are indictments coming? We see that on Friday. And they point out that it's not just Glenn Simpson. It's also another Fusion founder, Tom Catan, who also worked as a reporter for the Journal at the same time that Perez and Simpson were there. So this is, there are all of the Fusion GPS. Actually, there's a third co-founder who worked above Perez and Simpson as the senior national security editor. So you get the idea? the three guys who are founders of Fusion GPS all worked at the Wall Street Journal and the National Security Department. And then the one who didn't go to Fusion GPS went to CNN and then started planting all of these fake stories about the dirty dossier, or what was actually the fake files. Now, when this happened, Roger Stone got on Twitter and he started in an increasingly, as the back and forth as it typically does on Twitter, you come out and you say, well, this is a bunch of nonsense, and then you start getting trolled, and that can get your temper up. And they suspended him for this. And he pointed out, as he was talking about this, he says, this is a strange way for Twitter to do business. Well, they're not there to do business. They don't really have a way to monetize Twitter. And I think they've very been out of shape that the biggest thing that ever happened to them was Donald Trump. But we're going to talk about Roger Stone and what was revealed when we come back. We've got more news. I'm David Knight. It's October 30th, 2017, Indictment Monday.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day, whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that says there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil, or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients. Xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October the 30th, 2017. We have an update about the indictments. I'm going to give that to you in just a moment. But before we do, remember last Friday, I was talking about an article from the Daily Mail highlighting the different symptoms of vitamin D deficiency. And they pointed out that one study had shown that nurses who had worked night shifts for over 20 years had a much higher incidence of wrist and hip fractures over an 8-year follow-up period. They said the overwhelming evidence prompted the researchers to link the nurses' lack of sun exposure and therefore vitamin D levels with a reduction in bone and muscle strength. And of course, that is one of the telltale signs that you have a vitamin D deficiency. And that is if you're having joint pains or weak bones. And one of the reasons for that is that if you don't have vitamin D, then even if you take calcium supplements, your body can't assimilate or take up that calcium into the bones. So vitamin D is essential for assimilation of calcium supplements. That's why they recommend that people over 50 take vitamin D, not just calcium supplements, to make sure that they ward off osteoporosis. We call it winter sun because, as you saw in that study, it was nurses who had worked night shifts for a couple of decades that were having a severe issue with bone and joint problems, the wrist and the hip. And so that's what happens when you don't get sunlight. Your body does not produce vitamin D. We call it winter sun because it reflects the understanding that sunlight is essential and you're not getting enough of it during the winter. Or maybe if you live in a climate where there's not heavy sun, or if you're like most of us in America, you don't have to work a night shift. You just work indoors like we do here. You never get any sunlight. You never get outside. You never get outdoors. Most of us are latchkey adults, and we don't, even our children are not outside getting sunlight in a normal way. I imagine we're going to see a very, very big upsurge in bone and joint issues with the current generations because they don't get out at all and get any sunlight. So if you want to supplement that, now is a great time to stock up on our Winter Sun Vitamin D. It is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. As I mentioned, it's very essential, especially if you're over 50 and you're going to start having problems with your bones. This is one of the things that vitamin D is very essential for. It also helps your immune system and many other things. We also have 50% off Silver Bullet. We have 50% off Anthroplex. And we have 30% off Super Male Vitality. And finally, you can get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, a great way to get many of your essential vitamins and minerals in an easy-to-take drink format that tastes great. You don't have to swallow a bunch of pills. 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion if you enter the code VITA10, that's V-I-T-A-10, at checkout to get 10% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. Well, we've had an update. It's been reported that at 8:15 a.m., Paul Manafort walked into the FBI's field office in Washington, D.C. with his lawyer and surrendered. They say there are charges relating to money transfers that they want to look into. Is this something that is going to move forward to President Trump? Well, I don't think that it will. As the New York Times points out, Mr. Trump's lawyer, Ty Cobb, said there are no concerns that Mr. Manafort would offer damaging information about the president in exchange for a deal, because it doesn't necessarily have anything at all to do with President Trump. This is stuff that happened long before he became Trump's campaign manager in March of 2016. And President Trump fired Manafort just a few months after he became campaign manager, after reports that he'd received more than $12 million in undisclosed payments from Viktor Yanukovych, the former Ukrainian president and a pro-Russian politician. So as soon as that information came out, President Trump fired him. And that was something that had happened years earlier. And, of course, Roger Stone says he's not going to lie. He doesn't have any information in the first place. He doesn't have anything to offer to come after President Trump, and he's not going to lie about any of that stuff. So this is, we'll see what happens. There's one other individual that they have an indictment out for who also worked with Paul Manafort at his business. Manafort's former business associate, Rick Gates, is also indicted, and there'll be information about that as it comes out. Now, Adam Schiff can hardly contain his excitement over the weekend. Again, this was leaked on Friday that there were going to be indictments, so everybody could speculate endlessly about it and create chatter over the entire weekend about what was going to happen. And this is what Adam Schiff does. I'll play you the clip for it, but he's saying, well, let's not talk about impeachment yet until all the facts are in. So he's talking about impeachment and then pulling it back and saying, but I would never talk about impeachment, you know, because Caesar is an honorable, or Brutus is an honorable man, right? That's the way you dig the knife into somebody. But here's what Adam Schiff says his response about the indictments that were rumored over the entire weekend.
And lastly, we're going to talk to Congresswoman Maxine Waters later in the show, and she's somebody who has been open about saying she believes that Donald Trump right now is already somebody who should be impeached. We do have, you know, a billionaire, you know, donor to the Democratic Party who is running ads with the same message. Do you believe personally that Donald Trump has committed impeachable offenses?
You know, I have the unusual experience of having tried an impeachment case in the Senate involving a New Orleans judge a few years ago, and I realize what a high bar it is. And in a Republican Congress, the bar is, can Republican members go back to their districts and make the case that they voted to remove the president because his conduct was so incompatible with office, and it was not simply a way of nullifying because those other people didn't like the result. That's a pretty high bar. And the president goes to all of these rallies to essentially make the anti-impeachment argument when he says those people who look down on you are trying to steal your great electoral victory. My feeling is that we shouldn't give any ammunition to the idea that we are racing to embrace this before all the facts are in. Let's finish our investigations. Let's see where they lead. Let's find out what the president's conduct has been, as well as those around him and those in the campaign. And then we can make a decision about what the consequences should be.
Well, he really got there right up to the point of the truth where he said that President Trump is going around and saying they're trying to overthrow the election. That's precisely what they're trying to do. And Adam Schiff is starting to pull back now because he knows that they don't have anything on President Trump. And he knows that this focusing on the fake files, as they call them, the dirty dossier, they know, I think, the smarter people in the Democrat Party, like Chuck Schumer, know that this is going to backfire in a big way on them, just as their identity politics have caused them to lose over 1,000 seats in local and state offices over Barack Obama's administration. But let's take a look at what happened to Roger Stone. He was suspended from Twitter, as the BBC says, after he used abusive and homophobic language to target journalists. Well, he was targeting CNN for some of the stuff that they were doing. I just talked about CNN's close ties to Fusion GPS. And Roger Stone is now saying he will sue Twitter for blocking his account. He says this is a strange way to do business and part and parcel of the systematic effort by the tech left to censor and silence conservative voices. And, of course, joining in on that was Julian Assange, who is also pointing out the hypocrisy of taking Roger Stone off when we see all the things that Keith Olbermann has said over the years. He says it's not clear why they would do this, although he said that Don Lemon was dumber than dog crap and he deserved to be knocked and punished. I don't know if that's a bannable offense. Maybe it's just the truth. He says, meanwhile, in his defense, he says, I've been inundated on Twitter with death threats, threats to kill my wife, my family, my children, even my dogs. Yet Twitter is unconcerned about these bloggers. That's the double standard that we see. It is censorship by the left. We'll be right back. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. It's the Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October 30th, 2017. We're going to take a look at some of the other news that came out this weekend besides the indictment suspense, the suspending of Roger Stone. The amazing double standard exhibited there, which is pointed out by many people, including Julian Assange. The idea that people like Keith Olbermann be given carte blanche to say anything. You've seen, I'm sure, if you're on Twitter or any social media, you've seen the multiple memes that have curated the many profane insults and screams and threats by Keith Olbermann. And yet he's still there, isn't he? Because he has the right kind of politics. Roger Stone, on the other hand, is a Trump supporter. They don't like that. So it'll be interesting to see. I hope that Roger does sue them for the damage, because it is damage when we censor people. And understand that the Supreme Court is going to be hearing arguments in the case involving the baker who refused to bake a cake for a homosexual marriage, citing religious exemption. We have to understand that if you're going to hold those standards to some small individual businesses saying, you have to do this because you are publicly available, and we don't even care about your religious freedom. We're going to make you provide service to everybody without any kind of discrimination. Then those same standards certainly should apply to Twitter, to YouTube, to Facebook, and yet they don't. And those truly are monopolies. They are de facto monopolies. And they have a big impact, not just on somebody's feelings, but they have a big impact on the First Amendment. They have become, essentially, as Gerald Celente pointed out, they are like the three big networks used to be, because they can block the very productive discussion of the back and forth. And I know it gets hot sometimes as people are going back and forth discussing their political views. That's as it should be. You should be passionate about what's going on in this country. You should iron this out. You should argue this out. I've said many times that I never cared for the milquetoast type of magazines. Back in the day when we got our news from magazines and from newspapers and from just three networks, I didn't really care for the three networks, because just like the magazines Newsweek and Time, they would always give you this government middle-of-the-road story, which wasn't a middle-of-the-road story at all. They would pretend that it was objective, that they had no bias in it, and yet they did. Everybody has a bias. Simply choosing which stories you think are important is a bias. And back in the day, we could see the main three networks always reporting the same story, always from the same angle. And that angle was whatever the CIA told them to report. Look up Operation Mockingbird if you don't know what I'm talking about. And so that is what they're trying to get back now. You have to understand that the thing that broke the power of the big three networks was talk radio and the internet. And they want to get the internet back. And they helped to fund these organizations that we now have, Facebook, Google, and others. They were funded in part by the CIA and InQtel, their venture capital fund. They got a lot of money from these people to set this up because they thought they could take this back from us. And that's what they're starting to do now. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing the hammer hit as we see economic censorship. That's what Julian Assange called it. That's one form of it. But now they're going to the next form, and that is just shutting you down, just simply pulling the plug on what you have there. That's why it's so important for us to be on radio stations. And if you don't have these programs on radio stations, talk to your local radio station and make sure that we get there as well. That's another very important outlet. Yes, it is also susceptible to economic censorship of a form, but it is important for us to be in as many different places as possible. So if you're listening to this on a radio station, thank the radio station, and especially thank the sponsors of that radio station, because that's what makes this work, having sponsors who support this program. And it's very important for us to get out there. So if we're not on your radio station, you're having to listen to this on a stream, or you're listening to it on a feed, on a video feed on the internet, then make sure that you also get it on the radio station, because that's another way to reach out and to get people who don't know about you. They'll just be driving in the car, and they might be flipping channels, and they might hear the program. That's quite a great way to wake people up. Let's talk about what's going on with Kevin Spacey over the weekend. And I think before we get into this, let's talk about what happened to Roman Polanski. They've got French feminists, reports The Guardian, have voiced outrage over a planned retrospective of the films of director Roman Polanski. So they're going to do like a little mini documentary in praise of Roman Polanski. And they have called it an insult to women. Well, yeah, it is. It's being organized by Cinematique Francois, a major Paris-based film archive that's partly funded by the French state. So the French state is now going to honor this abusive pedophile. He's not just a rapist, even. It'd be bad enough if they were honoring a rapist, but he's a rapist of women and when they were children. I mean, this is doubling down into yet another area. And remember, Harvey Weinstein had written an editorial for him back in 2009 saying it was time to lay off of Roman Polanski. He had paid for his so-called crime. His so-called crime. What was his so-called crime? Raping a minor girl? To Harvey Weinstein, that is a so-called crime. And it should be forgiven because he's been true to his art. Interestingly enough, that is a position that is taken by the French government as well, as they partially fund this Roman Polanski retrospect. They say Cinematique, which is headed by the Greek-French director Costa Gravis, has ruled out pulling the retrospective, saying he doesn't intend to take the place of the justice system. Who is he to judge? Who is he to judge? Well, he's been a fugitive from U.S. justice, and the justice system has said that he is a criminal. That's why he's a fugitive. And earlier this month, Swiss prosecutors confirmed they're investigating new rape allegations against him made by a woman who said that he assaulted her in a resort in the Swiss Alps in 1972. So this brings to at least four the number of women who have publicly accused him of sexual assault. But let's not judge, because the guy is true to his art. And, you know, coming after underage girls is just simply a so-called crime, according to Harvey Weinstein. Then we had someone come out, an actor, accused Kevin Spacey of sexually assaulting him when he was 14. And how did Kevin Spacey respond? He came out and said, well, I honestly don't remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior, and I'm sorry for the feelings that he describes, having carried them with him all of these years. But, you know, I'm gay. And so I guess that gives him a pass, right? He's gay, so that goes a long way in Hollywood. No, regardless of what his sexual orientation is, it doesn't give him a free pass to sexually assault people, especially a minor. Especially a minor. This is nothing but a diversion to talk about his sexual orientation. But it makes him very, very popular to do that. And I gotta say that I don't really expect anything to happen to Kevin Spacey, because not only does he get to play the gay card, but he's got some friends in some very high places. Remember when he was at Davos and he was the king of Davos? Let's play that clip.
All of Kevin's many great achievements, today we learnt one more, which is that the New York Post, yes, no lesser authority than the New York Post, has designated Kevin the King of Davos. We are in the presence of royalty.
Yes. Oh, yes. A celebrity, not only of Harvey Woods, but of Davos.
There is. Your Majesty. let's start with... Can we start with politics? It's a big political year. You've had some experience recently in the world of political drama. What would Frank Underwood's advice be to the Republican Democratic candidates for the presidency?
Well, in the first place, I think that Donald Trump, Frank Underwood. you see, he even stole my time just now without doing anything.
And we'll have more about that when we come back, because that was something that he is, look, whatever he is, Kevin Spacey is an excellent actor. And we're going to talk about how he used his acting skills to come after Trump. That was a January 2016 Davos meeting. And when we come back, we're going to tell you more about that. And then we can tell you about the real Usual Suspects. Of course, that was a breakthrough role, I think, for Kevin Spacey. The Usual Suspects. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force. Now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse, because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com, or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
He's supposed to be Turkish. Some say his father was German. Nobody ever believed he was real. Nobody ever knew him or saw anybody that ever worked directly for him. But to hear Kobayashi tell it, anybody could have worked for Soze. You never knew. That was his power. The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Yeah, there you go. That's Kevin Spacey in his breakthrough role as the usual suspects. He's talking about Kaiser Soze, the guy that is the greatest trick, the devil, he said. Of course, talking about Kaiser Soze was to convince the world that he didn't exist. Is that maybe what we're seeing with the usual suspects in Washington, D.C.? And, of course, I bring this up because Kevin Spacey, there's allegations. They're not proven, of course. We're not going to convict him in the court of public opinion. But I find it interesting that after he's accused by an actor, and this guy could just be looking for attention, who knows? But after he's accused by an actor of having been sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey at the age of 14, Kevin Spacey seems to play the Trump card, if you pardon the pun here, of saying, hey, I'm gay, so I get a pass. And he may get a pass not only because he's gay, but as I pointed out, and we played the clip of him at Davos, they referred to him in January 2016 as the King of Davos. You have to understand that the big guys in Hollywood, like Harvey and Spacey, they crave power. They crave money, and they are politicians. You know, this is Hollywood is politics for good-looking people and better actors. Kind of turned that metaphor on its head. I say politics is for is show business for ugly people. Well, you know, you can also, in politics, you can use celebrities who are very attractive and who are excellent actors. And so when we see these people who get into the inner circle of the globalists, people like Harvey, people like Kevin Spacey going to Davos, you have to understand that they use their celebrity status and they allow themselves to be used. They push these agendas, whether it is climate change, pushing all the agendas of the powerful globalists. And that's what he was doing at Davos back in January 2016. And as reported the headlines, here's the headlines from New York Times. Kevin Spacey, an unusual Davos suspect. President Obama may not have been here at the World Economic Forum shaking hands with fellow dignitaries, but another American president, albeit a fictional one, has been the talk of the town this week. Kevin Spacey has become the man about town. He was at an intimate reception hosted on Wednesday by the Alibaba Group, the Chinese e-commerce titan. He broke bread later with Leonardo DiCaprio. We always see him there too, right? He's always a part of that. Soon after, he popped up at the famed piano bar, the Hotel Europa. A longtime redoubt of the Davos nightlife crowd, he commanded the crowd's attention. About 11 p.m., he was wearing a plaid suit, dark turtleneck. He wisecracked with the attendees. And then he started speaking in the smooth southern accent of his character, House of Cards, President Underwood. He joked that the difference between Donald Trump and his TV anti-hero was that, quote, one of these characters is a fictional character and the other is a fictional character. So he was there to attack Trump and to push the globalist agenda. And that's precisely what we've seen all along. But of course, the real devil, perhaps, is who is it? Who is the center of all this? Who is the Kaiser Soze of the Russian collusion? It's not Spacey. Is it Hillary Clinton? Is it Robert Mueller? I mean, they seem to always be at the center of every one of these crimes that we've seen in the last 20 years. I guess if you go back to the Clintons, that's about 25 years that they've been at the scene of almost every crime. They all show up there. And as I said at the beginning of the program, these people, Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller, they're kind of the Kevin Bacons of D.C. corruption, the District of Criminals. You know, Kevin Bacon, the 6 degrees of separation, you basically take him and you go 6 degrees out and you can pretty much find every actor in Hollywood who's active. But I think when you look at Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller, you don't have to go 6 degrees. You only have to go about 1, maybe 2 degrees. They're always at the center of everything. Let's play a clip from David Clark before we get into Hillary Clinton and Robert Mueller. Here's what David Clark had to say over the weekend when somebody asked about Hillary.
Really telling the truth here to react is former Milwaukee County Sheriff and senior advisor and spokesman for America First Action, David Clark. Sheriff, great to have you with us.
Thank you.
So you heard there from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She knew nothing about it. John Podesta, who was chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign, also saying he knew nothing about it.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, the next time that Mrs. Bill Clinton, John Podesta, or Debbie Wasserman Schultz tell the truth will be the first. It's their automatic default to just lie. Mrs. Bill Clinton lied going back to the Whitewater investigation when the files went missing and then mysteriously turned up in her office. She lied about Benghazi. This is what they do. They believe in this strategy.
They don't like Kaiser Soze, aren't they?
Often enough, and maybe somebody will believe it. But you know what? The American people have come, the American people are all over this, and they realize that this is not just opposition research. This is not just politics. I know what opposition research is, and when I ran for office as sheriff, people did it on me. I did it on my opponents. But when you take and create a fake dossier and get that into the hands of intelligence officials who are conducting investigations on it, that's not just politics. That is corruption. America is through with these scumbags, and I wish they'd just exit the stage, but they're still trying to stay at the top of the political picture in Washington, D.C.
And, Sheriff, how much do you think the so-called mainstream media is to blame for this, running breathlessly with the Russia narrative from the moment the president was elected, taking this information internally and also at the FBI and weaponizing it? Is there any way to get past it when you've got so many people committed to a narrative already?
Well, let's sort this out. Rather than just say the mainstream media, let's say the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, the Huffington Post. They have the propaganda wing of all of this corruption. They ran with that fake dossier story trying to smear President Trump. President Trump was right on this from the beginning. He said the Clintons were involved. He said this was fake news. And, you know, we look at it now, and it's just amazing that they continue with this pattern of lies and deceit to the American people. I heard a CNN report this morning, and they're now trying to walk this back, saying, well, some of it, what we reported was true, and some of it has not been corroborated. That's nonsense. They know darn well that there was nothing to this story, but they ran with it anyway. And that's
Let's hold it right there, because, you know, I talked about earlier how CNN has been involved in this. And the fact that you got three individuals who worked with a now CNN reporter, all four of them were at the Wall Street Journal. They were part of the intelligence analysts that were working for the Wall Street Journal. Three of them go on to form Fusion GPS, and the other guy goes to CNN. And guess where all the anonymous sources are being reported CNN about all of this fake files, or the dirty dossier, as we've called it in the past. You know, the Daily News has an article entitled Hillary Clinton and the Art of Concealment. And they say it's no revelation that some entity was trying to buy influence in the U.S. government. The question is whether anybody sold it to them. Well, of course, Hillary sold it to them. She will sell anything to anyone for the right price, and she will sell out America. And we've seen this. It's not just with Russia. Remember, the Clintons did this back in the 90s with China. This is not anything that is any different. That's why they are the usual suspects. That's why they always weave this very clever web of deception and diversion, putting their crimes onto somebody else. I mean, the usual suspects is an absolutely perfect template for the way these people operate. And they point out, and I thought this was kind of interesting, I had not seen this before, before Obama would agree to appoint Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, in his new administration, he required her to sign a very unusual ethics agreement. It gave his administration the right to approve her speaking engagements. He knew what the game was. Everybody in Washington knew what the game was, and everybody who was an honest reporter knew what the game was. We'd been reporting on it. We knew how they were laundering money through speaking engagements. He also banned new donations from foreign governments to the Clinton's Foundation and required that she would disclose any donors to the Clinton Foundation. So what did she do? In response, she set up her private email server so she could get around that new ethics statement that she signed to become Secretary of State. And that's where she did all the dirty work. But we have to understand that it's not just Hillary Clinton, and it's not just the press who covered for her. It is the FBI. It is the very man who is the special prosecutor who was covering for her. And as this was coming out last week, that's why we have the indictments to now divert our attention away from what we were beginning to learn and getting publicized about Robert Mueller's involvement here. Understand that this is a guy who covered up the witness to these crimes, the information that would have blocked this sale of Uranium One. He was head of the FBI when they covered that up, when they allowed that to go ahead for the Clintons, and then they put a gag order on the individual, and then when he wanted to talk about it last year during the election, they threatened him with jail time or worse. This is the guy who, as I pointed out, became FBI director one week before September 11th. And all of the garbage that has been foisted upon the American people in the name of the surveillance and safety state, he has been presiding over this from day one. Let's talk about the usual suspects, and we'll do that in the next segment when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Monday, October the 30th, 2017, we have now had the indictments land that were teased last Friday. There's an indictment of Paul Manafort. Most people are not surprised about that. It has to do with questions about money transfers. It has nothing to do, quite frankly, with President Trump. Roger Stone has made that clear. This is something, of course, that predated his involvement with Trump by quite some time. Once these charges came to light, he was fired from the Trump campaign. So it remains to be seen what, if anything, there is in terms of charges against Paul Manafort, but certainly it does not blow back on President Trump. Meanwhile, we had Roger Stone was banned from Twitter, apparently for life. At first they were saying that it was suspension. Now it's been reported by other individuals, and I'm not sure if Roger Stone knows, but it's been put up that he's been banned for life. But when we look at the hypocrisy of that, it's very important to look at that. As many individuals, including Julian Assange, have said, look at Keith Olbermann and other individuals. And for his part, Roger Stone said, look at what they have threatened me with. Why is this selective enforcement of the so-called Twitter rules being done against Roger Stone? He said, I've been inundated on Twitter with death threats, threats to kill my wife, my family, my children, even my dogs. Yet Twitter seems unconcerned with these threats from these bloggers. Absolutely. That is the double standard. Meanwhile, we see that former President George H.W. Bush has now racked up his fifth accuser of groping her. They say that this is a Republican, former Republican candidate for Maine's state Senate. Last Friday, she accused George H.W. Bush of groping her years ago. Now we've got five women saying the same thing about this serial groper. She says that he grabbed her from behind during a photo op saying, oh, I'm not that president. So in the past, he's done the same thing and leaned down. Let me tell you something. You know what my favorite book is? David Copperfield. And then would grab them. And now he's saying, oh, I'm not that president. Maybe he could say, I feel your pain or something, right? Joking about the sexual assaults of Bill Clinton and then saying, oh, but I'm not as bad as Bill Clinton. Is he? Is he not? And it was interesting that there was a statement that was released that said at age 93, President Bush has been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years. I mean, is that some kind of an excuse? Does this guy get handicap privileges to grope women? Is that because he's a president or because he's in a wheelchair? Is this a note from his doctor saying it's okay? Oh, actually, no. It was from his office. They released a statement saying he's been confined to a wheelchair for roughly 5 years. So his arm falls on the lower waist of people with whom he takes pictures. Really? Really? Do you remember when George Bush said, read my lips, no new taxes? Remember that? And then remember when he came up with the biggest tax increase we had ever had at that point in time to reverse Reagan's tax cuts that he had called as a candidate, he'd call that voodoo economics. Remember when he did that? And remember when the press called him on it, he was out jogging, and he just kind of smirked at him and ran off and said, read my hips. Okay, that's the George H.W. Bush that you need to remember. That's the George H.W. Bush that's at the center, thinking that he can go around and he can grab anybody that he wants, and he can get away with it. And I guess he can. Just like Hillary Clinton, they can get away with anything. And they go on to say, well, you know, he's in a wheelchair, so his hands are low. I guess they should be thankful about that, maybe. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. He says, to try to put people at ease, says his PR people, the president routinely tells the same joke. Oh, the David Copperfield joke or I'm not that president joke. Which one is it? And on occasion, he has patted women's rears in what he intends to be a good-natured manner. Yeah, okay. Some have seen it as innocent, but others clearly view it as inappropriate. Put me down in that latter column. And that is one of the minor things about George H.W. Bush. We can hope that his real sexual crimes will come to light as these people start to come out of the woodwork telling what this guy is. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October the 30th, 2017. Let's take a look at the 2 degrees of separation of Robert Mueller to most of the crimes going on in Washington. Certainly to the Russian collusion crimes. Isn't it amazing that this guy, who has been at the center of all of these dodgy issues, has not only not recused himself, but has made himself, has accepted the position of special prosecutor. Well, if you understand what people have said about Robert Mueller, people who have other lawyers who have seen him there, saying that he is essentially an inquisitor in the mold of Torquemada, then it is not surprising. And if you understand his long-term dealings with the corrupt establishment, the Clintons, the Bushes, and others, how he was there at the inception of the surveillance state that was put in place with the Patriot Act, having been appointed as the new FBI director just 1 week before September 11th. He has been at the center of all this, folks. Maybe he is Kaiser Soze. Who knows? But I find it very interesting how this information about indictments was suspended over the entire weekend, so everybody could talk about this. Everybody would be anticipating what's going on, and you would have Adam Schiff going on MSNBC, dropping things. Well, I'm not saying that it's impeachment here, but we'll have to wait and see. But I don't want to go that far yet. Yeah, that's what he's doing. And so they throw that stuff out for the entire weekend because Mueller's special prosecutors, bring me the man, I'll find the crime. That's what they wanted to have happen. When we go back and look at this, let's go back to August when some people were starting to talk about his role in delivering uranium and why he should be removed as special prosecutor. See, it was this week that we had Never Trumpers like the Wall Street Journal editorial board and others, the New York Post and many others, mainstream media, were calling for his resignation. Even many on the left were saying that he's now tainted because of the FBI's involvement in covering up what we now know they did. They gagged that witness to the corruption so that the uranium one deal would go through. But a lot of people talked about, well, what about the fact that he carried uranium to Russia? Well, we got to be careful that we don't go too far in this, because you understand that what they're telling us, at least, is that it wasn't a sample of uranium that they were going to get if they bought uranium one, but it was highly enriched uranium. They said was something that they had intercepted in criminal activity. They wanted to return it to the Russians. But here's the deal, folks. It was about the Russian reset. There had been harsh relationships between the George W. Bush administration and Russia, and this was an easing of tensions, if you will. And he was the envoy on behalf of Hillary Clinton. And that should be a concern to everyone, regardless of what the uranium was about. The fact that he would be chosen to do this. He didn't work for the State Department. He's under the Justice Department as the FBI. So why would he personally, number one, why would the FBI director personally make this transfer? That should raise big red flags with everybody to start with. That the FBI director himself would go there. That he would do that under the supervision of Hillary Clinton's State Department, regardless of what these uranium samples were. And as Peter Schweitzer, who wrote Clinton Cash, pointed out, and they quote it in a New American article, Schweitzer explained why the Hillary reset was so important in the uranium deals. He said the Bush administration had pulled out of a uranium deal with the Russians after Russian forces went into Georgia in 2008. But the Obama administration, with Hillary taking the lead, reopened the negotiations after they took office. A deal was reached in 2010. And as Schweitzer wrote, several multi-million dollar Clinton Foundation donors were at the center of the deal. And who was the one who started all of this? Who was the one who began all of the Uranium One movements by the Clintons that made it possible? It was the guy who is the special prosecutor looking for Russian collusion. Robert Mueller. While the revelation of a secret meeting involving Robert Mueller and the delivery of uranium to the Russians by and of itself does not prove anything of a criminal or unethical nature, writes the New American, it does raise questions that merit an investigation. After all, when Mueller was FBI director under the Obama administration, he was trusted enough by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton to carry out the mission. If it was a diplomatic mission, then why was the FBI director involved? If it was a law enforcement mission, then why was Hillary Clinton involved? See? Neither one of these make any sense from a legitimate standpoint. But if we look at it as an illegitimate transaction, then it does make sense. And the question then becomes, if Mueller is sufficiently objective to conduct an impartial investigation, this is a guy who was at the center of corruption, of Russian collusion, and of obstruction of justice in that collusion. Why isn't he being investigated? What is going on in Sessions' Department of Justice? I mean, it's kind of like if you go back again to Usual Suspects. Remember, there was that police detective who was just sitting there as Kevin Spacey was unraveling his tale, and the guy's just eating it all up. And it's like, that's what's going on with Jeff Sessions. We have said from the very beginning that they need to get rid of the holdovers from the Obama administration. Let me give you another example of the holdovers from the Obama administration. So Obama's appointed judge, and her name is Tanya Chutkan. She's a longtime Barack Obama supporter. She gave him thousands of dollars, and both she and her husband were given judgeships. And now guess what she's presiding over? She gets to determine whether the Congress gets to see the bank records behind the Trump dossier company, Fusion GPS. So everybody's saying, wait a minute, who paid this information? Who paid this? You know, everything, when you talk about Federal Elections Commission, everything has to be accounted for in great detail. Of course, they don't really have any teeth in that. We've got a lot of people who have been fined tens of thousands of dollars, and the FEC doesn't really do anything to collect that information. As a matter of fact, they've accumulated fines up to well over $1 million, about $1.5 million. That's another story that's broken today, the fact that the FEC doesn't really come after people. So I don't think that anything is really going to happen in terms of the complaint filed with the FEC. They seem to be weaker in enforcement than Jeff Sessions is. But when we look at the collusion, the cronyism, the fact that we've got a judge here and her husband, but this particular judge, Tanya Chutkan, she's a U.S. district judge, and she is now going to decide which bank records Congress is even going to be able to see. And she is sealing them under a protective order. She's going to hide them from the public. She's going to hide them from all the lawmakers except a few. And even those few who are going to be able to see those bank records, they will only get to see selected bank records from Fusion GPS and the DNC. And guess what? She has a long history of not recusing herself from cases where she has a personal conflict. She is now also presiding over the case of Imran Awan, the guy that was connected with Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was also running the DNC for Crooked Hillary at the time all this stuff was happening. So she's presiding over all this stuff. Do you see how they put this stuff together? And how the fact that we have judges that are being held over because they haven't been replaced or fired by the Trump administration, see what a problem that is? She kicks in thousands of dollars to Obama. She gets a judgeship, and what is she doing? She's blocking the investigation into Fusion GPS. She's presiding over the investigation of Imran Awan, the people who were at the heart of all of this scandal with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the collection of data there. And as I point out in this article from True Pundit, this is actually a violation of the law. It isn't just a nice suggestion that you recuse yourself from cases where you have an interest. It is actually the law. And here's some of the statutes. Any justice judge or magistrate judge of the U.S. shall disqualify themselves in any proceeding in which their impartiality might be reasonably questioned. Also disqualify yourself if you have a personal bias or a personal knowledge of disputed evidentiary facts. Also disqualify yourself where you or your spouse or person with a third degree of relationship to either of them is involved. And of course, she has already presided over a Homeland Security case without notifying the court or the plaintiff's attorney that she had a close family relative who worked for DHS. Do you see how all this works? They are the investigators. They are the judges. It's still the Obama administration. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male. You're a white man.
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
More than 3,000 never-before-seen documents on the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released by the National Archives October 26. The still-secret documents include more than 3,000 that have never been seen by the public and more than 30,000 that have been released previously but with heavy redactions. This means that thousands of formerly classified documents related to Kennedy's assassination will be unveiled. JFK scholars cannot wait. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone was on the Alex Jones show this week. He said he spoke directly to the president and urged him to release all the documents. However, Stone notes that the president is under tremendous pressure by the Central Intelligence Agency to delay the release of the documents for another 25 years. Stone said the issue is now transparency. What is the government hiding at this point? He believes the documents will show that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the CIA. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October the 30th, 2017. Trump had a series of tweets over the weekend. He demanded that Republicans do something. So we're going to tell you what he had to say. We're going to tell you what Representative Nunes said, Congressman Nunes as well. And we're going to tell you how the Obama administration, that is still a big part of the Trump administration, is working to shut down doing anything about this. Real quickly, before we go back to the news, I just want to remind you about some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we've been talking about the big sale that we have on Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. And I've been going through the article, Six Ways to Tell That You've Got a Vitamin D Deficiency. And, of course, one of those is that your muscles hurt. I've been talking about the issue in terms of weak bones and joint pains because you have to have vitamin D in order to be able to assimilate calcium or any other supplements that are going to help to strengthen your bones. But you also need to have vitamin D in order to assimilate minerals and nutrients to help support your muscle function. Having lots of general muscle aches is often the first telltale sign of a vitamin D deficiency, says a researcher there. Vitamin D enters the muscle cells when it is metabolized. It enhances muscle contractions. That's vital for preventing falls and for building muscle strength and bones through exercise. So again, anybody, as I repeat in the article, anybody who's over 50, if you're concerned about osteoporosis, any kind of degrading bone and joint issues, vitamin D is imperative for you to take. And one of the ways that they realized that it was tied to a lack of sunlight was a study that went over about three decades looking at nurses who had worked night shifts and didn't get very much sunlight. That's why we call it winter sun. It affects your mood because you don't get out in the sun, and that's not just being outside and helping things, but also a vitamin D deficiency was clinically proven to be a physical contribution to, not just a psychological contribution, but a physical contribution to your depression. So right now you can get Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, for 50% off. We also have Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver. As we come to cold and flu season, those two have been put on sale, 50% off. Two of our most popular products. We also still have Super Male Vitality, 30% off, and Anthroplex, 50% off. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. You can get 16% off with the, is it 16% with that code? Okay. All right. That's the new code. I guess the code is still VITA10. They have increased it from 10% to 16%. But put in the code at checkout VITA10 to get now 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. And that is a great way to get vitamins and minerals in an easy-to-take drink mix so you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. So remember that at checkout. Enter the code VITA10 and get now 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. Let's take a quick look at President Trump as he demands that Republicans do something. He calls it a witch hunt. And before we get into reading his tweets, let's play the clip from Congressman Nunes summing up what he still sees in this Russian collusion investigation. The collusion, I think, apparently, is between Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation to kind of cover up what was going on with the Uranium One investigation. They found some dirt on the company. They covered it up for 15 months, and then they gagged the witness with threats of jail. That's the real Russian collusion. But here's what Congressman Nunes says about this.
And as you stand there tonight, you still tonight have not seen anything that shows collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians.
No, and look, this is what I've said. I said this 10 months ago. I said this 7 months ago. I said it last month and even today on your show. There still is no evidence of collusion between Trump and the Russians. And you know what? If there is, I continue to say this, I'll be the first to come out and say, here's what we found, and I think it's a big problem. I would turn it over to Robert Mueller and his investigation.
Yeah, Robert Mueller and his investigation. Let's hope that, I don't know. As I said before, when you look at the long history of this guy, Robert Mueller, and his connections with the deep state, the dark state, and his pushing of the surveillance state, the Patriot Act version of America, which is not America at all. This guy has been at the center of all of this stuff. And it just makes me wonder, now that we see the FBI involvement in this, if he isn't there to destroy evidence, and not to uncover it, to hide what has happened here. We're going to see what happens with this. But here's the tweets from President Trump. He said, I've never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on Clinton and the Clinton-made fake dossier. He says, is it now $12 million? Or the uranium to Russia deal, the 33,000 plus deleted emails, the Comey fix, and so much more. Instead, they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, which doesn't exist. The Dems are using this terrible and bad for our country witch hunt for evil politics, but the Republicans are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt by the Democrats and Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out. Do something, he said. All right, well, I agree with all of that. Except I think the do something is incumbent upon President Trump. And that may be that if he's going to have a attorney general who has recused himself from this from the very beginning and has taken a very passive stance on this, then he needs to get somebody else to do that job. They have multiple ways to cover this up. And as we look at this more and more, we understand that Robert Mueller himself needs to be investigated. He shouldn't be the special prosecutor. He should be the subject of special prosecution, a special investigation into the role that he played as leader of the FBI, as director of the FBI, the role that he played in covering up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and allowing this deal to go through even though it was being investigated. So many crimes happened under the Mueller tenure there as director of the FBI. And in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Kurt Haskell. Remember, the underwear bomber was one of the issues. With the underwear bomber, they were able to get body scanners put in right away. After that happened on Christmas, immediately they roll out the body scanners. They got a guy, Chertoff, who was the first head of Homeland Security. Then he goes, creates a private company, and they create these body scanners, and then they create a need for it. And Kurt Haskell was there exposing that false flag when it happened. He was on the plane. He got on the plane. He was on the plane with the underwear bomber. And again, it was Robert Mueller who helped to push this through as the FBI, not investigating it, but shutting it down. And we had individuals on 4chan saying that they believe 3 weeks before we had the shooting in Vegas, some anonymous individual on 4chan said, well, you're going to see something happen in Vegas. I would stay away from that place if I were you. They're going to push an event so they can push out these body scanners, just as they did with the underwear bomber. So in the next segment, we're going to be talking to Kurt Haskell about that false flag. But when we talk about doing something, it is imperative that Trump remove the entrenched Obama establishment from Washington to get after some of these people like Robert Mueller and Hillary Clinton. And it isn't going to come through the FEC. There's an article from Politico even talking about how The FEC does not enforce the fines. It might find somebody guilty of a fine, but it's not going to enforce them. And I just reported in the last segment, this Obama-appointed judge, Tanya Chutkan, has now blocked the public from being able to see any of the financial information about the DNC funding these fake files, these dirty dossiers by the DNC and Hillary Clinton, even blocking congressmen from seeing them. And the select few congressmen that will be allowed to see them, they won't be allowed to see all the documents. It's kind of like the JFK files, isn't it? That's what we get from the dark state. Stay with us when we come back. I'm going to talk to Kurt Haskell, witness to the underwear bomber false flag. We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Powers, keep on lying.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight on this Monday, October 30th, 2017. We're going to be talking now to a man who witnessed the underwear bombing. He was a passenger on that plane. But what he saw and his testimony begins before the underwear bombing on the plane. It begins with what he saw in the airport. And this is very important right now because of two things that are happening. Number one, what happened in Las Vegas. And number two, Robert Mueller, who is at the center of the investigation into Russian collusion. Robert Mueller was head of the FBI when the underwear bombing took place. While Robert Mueller was head of the FBI, while he was director of the FBI, and he was appointed 1 week before September 11th, they had a long history of staging events and helping the individuals to carry them out and then exposing them at the very last minute so they could look like heroes. And that was talked about a great deal by Judge Napolitano. Said, look at this, 17 out of 20, 21 events, and these were admitted fakes. They were run by the FBI. And he goes, one of the only real ones, and that was stopped by other people, was the underwear bomber. And it's like, no, that wasn't real. And Kurt Haskell has talked about this many times. We're going to get the details from him. It's very important to understand what was going on there, because 3 weeks before the Vegas shooting, we had an anonymous individual on 4chan, and you can take this for what it's worth. I'm just giving you the information. And what that anonymous individual said on 4chan was that in 3 weeks, and it's 3 weeks to the day, or he didn't say when it was going to happen. He said something soon is going to happen in Vegas. He said they want a high incident event so that they can push body scanners. And that's exactly what happened in the wake of the underwear bomber. He said they want an event in Las Vegas. I would stay away from that. And he also said that the purpose of that event was going to be to push body scanners, as we see being done everywhere, to roll them out beyond the airports where they harass us and treat us as suspects. We now see this happening in Orlando at Universal Studios, at Disney. You've now got to go through airport-style security to get not only into their parks, but also into Universal Studios shopping centers and restaurant areas. When I went there about almost a year ago, my wife and I were there. We were going to go by and get something to eat. And I saw that I had to go through an airport-type scanner, and I said, no, not going to happen. But they're going to try to make this standard operating procedure everywhere, at every shopping center. And so we have to understand the origins of this. And I think it's also interesting to look back at the fact that 3 weeks prior, as this individual was warning about something happening in Vegas, we also had the CEO of MGM dumping 90% of his stock at a time when analysts, 18 out of 21 analysts, rated it a buy. It was a bull market. This was a buy stock in a bull market. Two of them said it's hold, and only one of them said it was sale. But he got rid of 90% of his stock, and then and he was not the only executive at MGM to do so. So it should raise a lot of questions, not only about the dealings of MGM executives and CEOs, which, by the way, are public knowledge, but it should also raise questions about Robert Mueller and his involvement in putting out a surveillance state, as well as being involved in Russian collusion and covering it up as director of the FBI. So joining us now is Kurt Haskell. He graduated from with a degree in biology, then went on to get a degree in law. He and his wife have a practice that specializes in family law, estate planning, and bankruptcy. He was on Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day, 2009. You can find him on Facebook.com/Kurt, K-U-R-T, dot Haskell. Thank you for joining us, Kurt.
Hey, no problem. How are you doing today, David?
Doing good. Let's review for people, because it's been a while since we've talked about the underwear bomber. I mean, it's been 8 years now, almost. So let's talk about what you saw beginning at the airport. What did you see at the airport?
Sure. Well, the story starts in Amsterdam, of course, where the underwear bomber boarded our flight 253. My wife and I were sitting by the gate waiting to board, and we're playing cards, and I saw two men walk by. One looked like a well-dressed Indian man who had on a suit without a tie, and he was walking with what looked like a poor African young man, I'd say, not very old, and who had on a t-shirt and jeans and no luggage. And I thought they were a weird pair walking together, so I just kind of watched them for a minute as they approached the counter. And just the well-dressed man spoke, and he said this man needs to get on the flight, but he doesn't have a passport. And the girl on at the counter denied him entry, and then an argument ensued where the well-dressed man said, this man's from Sudan, we do this all the time. And then she, the counter girl, referred them to a manager down a hallway, down a secure hallway, and the two of them walked down the hallway together. And that's when I quit watching, not knowing that about 8 hours later, as our flight was starting its descent into Detroit, that the African man that I just saw would try and detonate a device in his pants and later become known as the underwear bomber.
Well, when you talk about this, and you got a guy that you talk about, the sharp-dressed man, mm-hmm. and then you talk about a guy who is the man in orange, this individual that was with the guy in a T-shirt and jeans who was really dressed down, who turned out to be the underwear bomber, the guy who was escorting him up to the counter to get the ticket, was that the sharp-dressed man or the man in orange?
The sharp-dressed man. The man in orange was a third man that was involved who also appeared to be Indian-looking that was held and arrested after we landed in Detroit when a bomb-sniffing dog smelled explosives in his carry-on bag. And the government had, I think, five different explanations for him, and then it eventually just quit talking about him. There was never any legitimate explanation for who he was or what he was doing.
So this is a guy who was singled out. As you point out, you were put into an area, the passengers were put into an area and left there for about an hour, and then mm-hmm. they had bomb-sniffing dogs come by and sniff all the passengers. They selected this particular guy, the guy you call the man in orange. He, mm-hmm. like the sharp-dressed man, looked to be Indian, and they take this guy away, and then they gave five different explanations as to why they took this guy away
yeah.
and never talked about him. What were some of the explanations they gave about this guy they took away that the dogs identified as having bomb material on him?
Right. Now, you have to remember, where we were at, the entire floor had been evacuated. Only passengers from our flight were allowed there, and we had our carry-on bags with us who were standing along a wall. They bring in these bomb-sniffing dogs. One sits down, which is an alert that it has smelled explosives. Takes the police come. They take this man into a side room. He's in there for an hour being questioned. They bring him out. Then he's handcuffed, arrested, taken away. And then the police give a speech to the rest of us and say, I'm sure you have seen what just took place here. You're not safe in this location. We need to move you to another area. And then they took us out of this room and escorted us to the other side of the building. We were held in a hallway. Now, so I initially told this story to the media, and the government came out and said, that's not true. And then several other passengers spoke to the media and said, yeah, Kurt is right. We saw this too. We're all there together. Then the story started changing. Well, he was from another flight. And then I said, well, that's not possible. The entire floor had been evacuated and only passengers from our flight were there. And then the story changed again. Oh, he was arrested on an agricultural violation. And then I said, well, that's not possible either. These were bomb sniffing dogs. These were not agricultural sniffing dogs. And this went on, for five different explanations. One was, he was an illegal immigrant or something like that. I forget them all. But eventually the government quit trying to explain this guy away and just quit talking about him.
Interesting. So when you look at the situation, we've got to take a quick break. But when you look at the situation in Vegas, where we have multiple witnesses that are talking about multiple shooters and so forth, and the government just completely ignores them, or even worse, they confiscate their phones and then return them wiped. I mean, I guess this hits you with some deja vu all over again. We're going to be talking to Kurt Haskell. We're going to take a look at the MO of the federal government, especially the FBI, in terms of covering up these crimes, just as they covered up the Russian collusion of Hillary and Mueller. We'll be right back on David Knight.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today, support your own health, and support the InfoWar.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Do you know why you have to go through body scanners at all the airports? Well, it's because of the underwear bomber. And we're talking to Kurt Haskell, who was on Flight 253 from Amsterdam. And he witnessed what happened as they were putting this individual on board. Very suspicious. What happened afterwards, how the FBI pushed back against eyewitness testimony. And then, of course, they rolled out the body scanners everywhere. And now, based on the attacks in Vegas and elsewhere, we've been warned by some individuals, and of course we've been suspecting that this might happen for quite some time. There's an effort, whether that happens on the basis of the Vegas shooting or not, there's already an effort underway by major corporations to roll out these body scanners in all public places. It's already there if you go to Orlando to protect themselves from liability issues, they say. But this is an effort that they're rolling out. So we're going to talk to Kurt Haskell. You need to understand where this stuff is coming from. And you need to understand these body scanners that we have in the airports came from a false flag event. Kurt Haskell is going to break that down for you. Real quickly, before we go back to Kurt, what supports this program, this operation, are the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. And we really do appreciate your support. We try to give you and do give you the very best in supplements, things that are essential for health. Now, I've been talking about vitamin D, our winter sun product, vitamin D supplementation, which is now 50% off. Been giving you the ideas of how do you know if you've got a vitamin D deficiency. Well, it turns out that 1 in 5, about 20% of adults do. 1 in 6, or about 17% of kids do, because kids don't get sunlight much anymore. They don't get outside. This has been something that has been affecting adults, quite frankly. It's helping people who need vitamin D supplementation be people that need help with their bones, for example, because if you don't have vitamin D, your bones and your body is not going to assimilate calcium or other nutrients. So you can have joint pains, you can have weak bones, you can have muscles that hurt, you can get frequent infections because it's essential to support your immune system, and you can get depressed during winter because you're not getting that kind of supplementation. Or you can always be literally tired, very tired all the time. Those are symptoms of a vitamin D deficiency. So you might want to take a look at this and see if this is something that will help if you've got any of those symptoms. We know that for most people over the age of 50, they do need some kind of calcium support, but it's not going to help unless they have something that's going to help with the assimilation of that calcium. So most people over 50 should be supplementing with vitamin D. We have a great source of that now, 50% off. It's our winter sun product. We also have Silver Bullet, 50% off, and we have Anthroplex, 50% off. And finally, you can get now 16% off. We had 10% off last week. Now it's 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at checkout when you enter the code VITA10. It used to be 10%, but now 16%, but you can get that same, you can get that discount with the same code VITA10 to get 16% off of Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix. It's a great way to be able to take vitamins and mineral supplementation without having to swallow a lot of pills. Let's go back to Kurt Haskell. Kurt, I want you to describe what happened on the plane with the underwear bomber, but let's review here a little bit about what we just had there. As you're saying, you had everybody was isolated in one area. Nobody else was on the floor. They held everybody there for an hour. They had bomb sniffing dogs come along. They identified one guy who was dressed, you call him the man in orange, and he looked like he was of Indian descent, just like the sharp-dressed man who got this guy who tried to detonate the underwear bomb. He got the guy on the plane, and he went up, and he did not have a passport. Is that correct, when he was talking to the boarding agent?
That's correct. So the underwear bomber was initially denied boarding until the sharp-dressed man and the underwear bomber were sent down a hallway to talk to a manager, and then whatever happened there got the underwear bomber on board. So there was some kind of override allowing him to board without a passport.
Now, the sharp-dressed man did not board the plane himself, right? He was just escorting the individual who turned out to be the underwear bomber. And then there was a guy who also looked like he was of Indian descent who was singled out by the bomb-sniffing dogs, and then you were all sent away. You were told, well, it's not safe here. And then when you went to the press and you talked about this, because the FBI wasn't talking about it, they said, oh, that didn't happen. And then other passengers talked about it, and it was basically what we're seeing in Vegas, isn't it? Telling everybody, move along. There's nothing to see here. Don't listen to them. Listen to us.
Yeah. You know, I'm surprised more people haven't made the connection. To me, it was very obvious that the Las Vegas event and the underwear bombing event are both tied to getting body scanning machines. You know, first, you know, the underwear bomber into airports, and now that the market for those machines has dried up, well, now they need a secondary market, which will be schools, hotels, shopping malls, concert venues, what have you. So, yeah, I think these two are very, very similar events.
Yeah, I think they pretty much got themselves covered with schools. I mean, they've already got metal scanners and everything, so it'd just be request to up the security level at schools. They maybe don't even need an event for that, but they do need an event to treat us the way that they're treating us in airports, to extend that treatment outside the airports to every public venue, whether it's a concert or just a shopping center. That's ultimately their goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, you're talking about a lockdown security state. That's the goal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you're talking about Michael Chertoff and his ties to Department of Homeland Security, most likely being involved again, you know, with his ties to the body scanning manufacturers. You know, and we see, you mentioned the sales by the insiders of Mandalay Bay. So there was some foreknowledge there. And there was also puts by George Soros. Soros bought one and a half million shares of puts, I think.
Yeah.
it's something outrageous.
So follow the money, like folks.
Right.
Yeah, follow the money. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because there was a lot of that type of activity. The airlines, United Airlines and American Airlines, who were the two airlines that were involved in 9/11. But, of course, Robert Mueller was director of the FBI. He didn't find that that was something that was evidently something that should be investigated, did he?
Right. You know, it's always the same thing. It's the same group of people, these New World Order people that have ties to, you know, the intelligence agencies, Department of Homeland Security. You know, Michael Chertoff is tied to the Israeli Mossad. You know, so we have that connection most likely in these events too, as well as CIA. So we have, you know, the same sort of group working together in all of these events, really, in my
opinion. Usual suspects. And, of course, you see, Robert Mueller is always like 1 or 2 degrees separation from the core issues that are happening here all the time. I want you to describe what happened on the plane with the underwear bomber. How, you know, once he gets on the plane and you're on the plane, what did you witness there?
Okay. You know, it was kind of strange. It didn't go down like you would expect it to. So I'm sitting in my seat. I'm looking at the monitor on the seat and the back of the seat in front of me. I'm looking at our altitude as it decreases. We just start our descent. And a flight attendant walks by me and says, "Something smells like smoke." That got me to look up, and I see smoke coming from 7 rows up to the left. I had the seat on the right-hand side, not the window seat, but the one next to it. My wife had the window seat. Look up, there's smoke coming. There was a bit of a scuffle, and a man runs up to another man, puts him in a headlock, and kind of drags him into the first class area, which I couldn't see. That was a different section. Mm-hmm. But they didn't say any words to each other. It was kind of bizarre, those two. It was just, I don't know how to explain it. He runs up, puts him in a headlock, and hauls him in the first class area. No fighting, no words, nothing. And other people are yelling, "Fire, fire, you know, we need water, we need help." And someone yelled out, "Terrorist," which, looking back on it, seems kind of bizarre. And there was no explosion, but there was a fire. The floor was on fire. 2 seats burned up, and the wall was on fire, 6 or 8 feet up the wall. And it burned for, I don't know, maybe a minute or a minute and a half. It was
that must have been
lot.
Really frightening whenever you got an open fire like that spread out over the floor and the wall on a plane.
It was the most frightening experience of my life. I can't tell you. This plane had 2 aisles. I ran up the right aisle. He was to the left of the left aisle, so I couldn't actually get to the area where the fire was. There were too many people in the way. I went back to my seat, and my wife asked me, "What's going on?" I said, "Well, the plane is on fire."
Nothing to worry about. Go back to sleep. No, yeah.
The plane is on fire. It started to fill up with smoke, and then we actually we were by the emergency exit, and we talked, and we said, "Well, if this gets really bad, we're going to try and open the emergency door and just jump instead of burning up." I mean, it was that bad.
Wow.
Really bad. Yeah.
Wow.
Scary.
Well, we got to take a quick break. Can you stay with us, Kurt?
Sure.
One more segment.
Sure.
All right. We're going to be right back. We're talking to Kurt Haskell. He was on Flight 253 where the failed underwear bomber attack happened. And as a result of that, we all get to go through body scanners or pat-down by the TSA. That's the legacy of that false flag. What is going to happen with some other ones? Well, you should think about that. Think about how we got to where we are today. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Kurt Haskell.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Kurt Haskell. He was on Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit, Christmas Day 2009. What happened on that plane, the underwear bomber, is the basis for all of the harassment that you go through every time you fly at the airport. The TSA body scanners, as well as, if you opt out of that, the pat-downs without a search warrant that you have to endure to go anywhere. But if we don't understand how we got here with this false flag operation, and he's talked about the suspicious circumstances of how this man got on board the plane, the suspicious circumstances as they brought out bomb-sniffing dogs after they all landed and were sequestered for an hour in an area where nobody else was allowed in the airport except for the passengers on that plane. If you don't have any suspicion about that, we're going to talk to Kurt. We were just talking to him about the actual event where there was the fire on the plane as he presumably tried to explode the bomb. But we're also going to talk to him about updates under this, because I'm sure that Kurt has been following this case for a long time. As he was saying, one of the most frightening experiences of his life as he heard this kerfuffle going on, struggle going on in front of the plane. And then he went up there to see that the floor and a large part of the wall there in that row, as the man was hauled off, was on fire. And as he was saying, it was very unusual because nothing was being said. The guy just put him on in a headlock and took him up into the first class passenger section. So, Kurt, tell us a little bit about what happened. You said you and your wife were looking at the exit saying, well, if this plane is going to catch on fire, I'd rather die by jumping out of the plane rather than burning to death on the plane. It was a very frightening experience. This guy puts him in a headlock, takes him up. There's really not any discussion or yelling, I guess, going on. And then he disappears up into the first class section of the plane. What happened after that?
Right. Well, just to touch on that again, you know, if you're attacking a terrorist on your plane, are you going to put him in a headlock and haul him away? Probably not. You're probably going to kill him.
Right.
You're probably going to kill him. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So that in itself is very unusual. And, Eventually, after a minute or two, a flight attendant got a fire extinguisher and came over and put the fire out. But you have to remember, too, we didn't even know that this was a terrorist attack. We didn't know what this was at the time. We just had a man whose crotch was on fire. So yeah. Why would anybody assume that it was a terrorist attack at all? It could have been who knows what, right? Could have been an electrical fire. Could have been, I don't know. Maybe he was lighting a cigarette and burning himself. Nobody knew at this time. So it all transpired on the plane was very strange. And we didn't actually know it was a terrorist attack until after we landed, my wife and I. We didn't know exactly what had happened. So anyway. So
what did they tell everybody about this in terms of, the underwear bomber? What was the official story that came out? As you pointed out, it's very unusual that they wouldn't try to take this guy out, that they would just put him in a headlock and escort him to the front, hustle him off to the front. You know, that's unusual. But then what did they kept you for an hour and then they had everybody move out as they arrested the other guy that the dogs identified as having a bomb scent on him. And then what was the next thing that you
learned? There's a couple other things that were kind of important. The man that put him in the headlock just happened to be a Dutch filmmaker who had just made a movie about a terrorist attack on a plane. What a coincidence.
Really?
Yes, what a coincidence that was.
So it kind of sounds like liar, liar, pants on fire, right?
Right.
Literally.
Then we do an emergency landing in Detroit, and you would expect the emergency doors to open up right away and we go out on shoots. No, we taxied right up to the gate, up to the terminal with a bomb on our plane. Nobody, nobody says anything about this. We all get off at the terminal.
Hang on. We got more coming up from Kurt Haskell. We're going to keep him right after the break. Again, you can find him on facebook.com/Kurt.Haskell. That's KURTHASKELL. We'll be right back with Kurt Haskell. I'm David Knight. More details about this strange event that has been oppressing us now for a very long time.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we're running the biggest special we've ever had for our best-selling product, Brain Force, now Brain Force Plus. There's 20% more in each bottle. And we're now purchasing so much of it from the major organic manufacturer here in the United States that we've been able to get it for less. So I'm offering for the first time ever 50% off. And I thought I could offer this for maybe a month. I'm going to have to stop this special within a week because it is blasting out of our warehouse because the fans of it already are stocking up. They know how great it is. A whole bunch of organic, natural, healthy, known nootropics. And if you want good, clean, focused energy, then Brain Force is for you, and you're supporting the broadcast at the same time. It's a good deal at $39. It's $19.96 at InfoWarsLife.com or simply call toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Kurt Haskell, who was on Flight 253 from Amsterdam to Detroit on Christmas Day 2009. It was the flight that the underwear bomber was on. And as you've been listening these last couple of segments, Kurt has been going through the strange anomalies of this flight, things that you would not expect to see happen, the reactions that you would not expect to see happen, the fact that the guy who hauls him off in a headlock but doesn't stop him is a guy who is a Dutch filmmaker who has just finished a film on terrorism on a plane. So maybe we got snakes on a plane here. But let's get to Kurt, and if you want to tell us any more about that, I know that there's some updates, Kurt, about the underwear bomber himself, Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, in terms of a lawsuit that has been filed. I know you want to update us on that, but I'll just turn it back over to you without any more introduction or recap.
Sure. So back to what I was saying, when we landed, we taxied right up to the gate with a bomb on our plane, and we got off the plane at the terminal, which is ridiculous. If you think about it, we could have blown up the whole terminal if this was a real bomb, which it wasn't. But even worse, after we get off the plane, then the pilot taxis the plane back out in the middle of the tarmac, and they take pictures of it out in the middle of the tarmac, you know, to give to the media or whatever they did with those. And those are the ones you see online now. But we had already gotten off the plane at that point.
See, it really sounds like all of these events that the FBI has created, and it's all about, you know, a publicity stunt. Look at this. We shut down this terrorist event. I mean, it looks very much like the other things that were done under Robert Mueller's tenure as FBI director. But go ahead.
Right. So anyway, so this, you know, we weren't, Lori, my wife and I weren't getting the answers we wanted. So I started doing my own investigation into what really took place here. And I did my own 2,000-hour-long investigation into this event. I talked to other witnesses. I went to almost every court hearing. I talked to the underwear bomber standby attorney. He got to be a friend of mine. And I got a pretty good idea of what really happened. And as the hearings progressed, the prosecutors hired two explosives experts to testify in the trial as expert witnesses. And both of them submitted reports to the court that the bomb was impossibly defective because it lacked a detonator.
Again, sounds like an FBI setup, doesn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They tried to cover this up and not let this get out. And they didn't want these people to testify, and they didn't want me to testify. At this point, the underwear bomber had listed me as his only witness in the trial. So what happened?
Again, this would be important because you saw a guy in a suit try to get him on the plane, didn't have a passport. He goes back and gets authority, and they get him on the plane anyway. Guy in a suit and a guy who is dressed in a T-shirt and jeans and looks disheveled and is escorted there.
Right. In the middle of winter, remember. This was on Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and true.
It was cold.
That's interesting.
He didn't have a coat. He had on a T-shirt and no bags. Anyway, so the trial only lasted 3 hours. And then, like I said, I had been friends with the standby attorney for quite a while up to this point. We had talked, and he had told me that there were very lenient plea deals on the table. He said the government just wants this case to go away and get it out of the media, and they've offered very lenient plea deals. The underwear bomber has turned them down to this point. So then we get to the trial. The trial lasts 3 hours. It's supposed to last a month, and the underwear bomber pleads guilty to all the charges that require mandatory life sentence with no chance of parole. So, you know, anyone with two brain cells would question then, why didn't he take the lenient plea deals that had been on the table? So I asked his standby attorney this. You know, I met him, I ran into him at another courtroom a different day, and we talked in the hallway, and he said, well, the underwear bomber had either been threatened or tortured in prison to force him to take that plea deal so that you would not get on the stand to testify, and these expert witnesses would not be called to the stand either because it would have blown the government case.
Wow.
So,
wow.
That's kind of how we got to this point and why we didn't actually have a full trial on it, which we never really do in these sort of events.
Yeah, see, isn't that so typical of these events? It's always one lone shooter. Typically we find them dead at the scene, so there doesn't have to be any investigation, no trial, but we're going to suppress all the evidence anyway. But in this particular case, the guy is still alive and they shut it down with a plea bargain, even though you were anxious to testify on his behalf and to tell people, you know, look, I saw this guy being escorted on a plane in the middle of winter. He doesn't even have a coat. He's got no bags and he's got no passport, but they got him on the plane anyway. And he's got no detonator on the bomb either.
Right. And think of the story that would have made in the press. If the press would have legitimately reported it, you know, I would have been one of the victims that he tried to kill, and I would have been testifying on his behalf. It would have been a crazy story, maybe unheard of. But that's what took place. And, you know, now we're seeing the same, not the same.
We're seeing suppression of any investigation is what we're seeing. Yeah, I mean, now the big story is we're going to investigate the brain of Stephen Paddock, who is the Stephen Patsy is what we all say. And we're going to examine his brain yet again. They're flying it out. They're going to spare no expense to go through his brain to find a motive.
Right. They're getting worse. They're letting out less and less information. It's almost like they just don't care about the public at all, even seeing through what they're doing. I mean, this Las Vegas one is as bad as it gets. They're not even trying to release any evidence at all. They're just trying to brush it away and say, well, it's done. This was the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. Paddock did it. See you later.
That's right.
It's bad.
That's right.
It's bad.
Now, is there a lawsuit that is coming, a new lawsuit from this individual?
From the underwear bomber?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's suing the United States government now for his treatment in prison, which is interesting because he, you know, when I went to the hearings, he kept complaining about his treatment in prison. So this is nothing new. It's no surprise to me. But what's interesting to me is that he didn't complain about getting threatened or tortured to take the plea deal. That's what he should be complaining about. Not whether he can talk to an imam or, you know, has halal food. Or, you know, he's being exposed to pornographic pictures. I mean, these are his complaints. I read his 73-page complaint that he filed against the government. I read it all. These are the sort of things he's complaining about.
Where did this guy come from? What, do you know anything about his background before you saw him? Did you investigate to see if there's any information at all about this guy and his prior history?
Oh, I investigated everything. His dad is a billionaire banker in Nigeria, one of the richest men in Nigeria. So, I mean, he himself doesn't have much of a history. Supposedly, he met up with Anwar al-Awlaki, you know, and that's how he got hooked up in jihad. It's all nonsense, by the way. And he supposedly flew from Nigeria to Yemen just to get this bomb sewn in his underwear, and then he wore the same pair of underwear for like 3 weeks straight, supposedly. it's all garbage, right?
Yeah, he left a detonator in Yemen somewhere.
Yeah, he went through all that, but, you know, they forgot the detonator, you know, because Al-Qaeda can't make a proper bomb, I guess. They forgot the detonator, so.
Well, and that's the key thing, is that this looks so much like the 20 or so incidents that were staged by the FBI under the tenure of Robert Mueller. And now we see the same MO again, not necessarily of a terrorist, but of the FBI. And that's the key issue here, isn't it, Kurt?
Right. I people think, oh, the FBI or CIA wouldn't do that. But not only do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, what the underwear bomber event was a sting operation. Which I would have had no problem with, except what they did is they should not have allowed him on the plane. They should have arrested him before he boarded. The fact that
when you look at the Garland, Texas shooting, they actually, you know, hyped up this individual, and there was actually an FBI agent who followed him there, and now the individual who was shot, the security guard, is now suing the FBI for $8 million for pushing this forward. That's the one that got out of control. Thank you so much for joining us, Kurt Haskell. It was a very interesting, fascinating event and for being an eyewitness there and having the courage to speak out, because people need to understand the MO of the dark state and how they push these false flags and push their products on us, their surveillance industrial complex. They keep pushing this on us, and we keep losing our freedom.
Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
More than 3,000 never-before-seen documents on the assassination of John F. Kennedy are to be released by the National Archives October 26th. The still-secret documents include more than 3,000 that have never been seen by the public and more than 30,000 that have been released previously but with heavy redactions. This means that thousands of formerly classified documents related to Kennedy's assassination will be unveiled. JFK scholars cannot wait. Longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone was on the Alex Jones own show this week, he said he spoke directly to the president and urged him to release all the documents. However, Stone notes that the president is under tremendous pressure by the Central Intelligence Agency to delay the release of the documents for another 25 years. Stone said the issue is now transparency. What is the government hiding at this point? He believes the documents will show that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald was trained, nurtured, and put in place by the CIA. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Olan Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight on this Monday, October 30th, 2017. And, of course, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, we've been talking for the last 45 minutes to Kurt Haskell about the false flag attack of the underwear bomber. And, folks, if you heard that interview and it isn't clear to you that that was a false flag, that they used that to push the body scanners and the pat-down searches on the American public, then there's really nothing else that I can say to you. I mean, if you can't understand that, then it's game over, because that is so incredibly obvious. And it should be obvious to you what is going on right now. What's going on with this Las Vegas shooting? What's going on with so many aspects of the surveillance state? There's a battle on right now, folks, that you need to get involved in. And that is a pushback against permanent authorization of this Section 702 that supposedly is going to give them permanent status, permanent legal status, even though it's a clear violation of the Constitution. We don't have a Supreme Court that is going to stand up for that. We don't have a Congress or a president who's going to stand up for that. You need to stand up for that, and you need to hold your elected representatives' feet to the fire and tell them to get behind this bill that is being put together by Rand Paul and Ron Wyden to rein in the surveillance state. These are powers that we have lost since September 11th, freedoms that we have lost, God-given rights that we have surrendered through apathy, through deception. It's not making us any safer. It never makes you any safer to become a slave. And understand that as you think that you can buy your safety and your security by selling off your heritage, your freedom, you will just become a slave to the extent that you do that. Slaves are never free. They are never safe. They are never prosperous. So if you think you can buy your safety and security or your prosperity by trading off your liberty, that is the worst kind of deception. Absolutely, absolutely cannot do that. I'm going to talk about that bill and why it is important in just a moment. We also have a quote here from Nancy Pelosi saying she is a master legislator. We're going to take a look at that profession of being a master legislator when we come back. Real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what supports this program, this operation. I've been talking about the products that we put on a 50% sale. Of course, that is Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, and also Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver supplement. Both of those are 50% off, and both of those are going to help you to fight the kinds of infections that typically come during the winter. Both of those are going to help you to fight infections. But, of course, there's other things that vitamin D is going to help you to fight as winter comes around. That's depression from not getting enough sunlight. Also having aches and pains from not having enough vitamin D. Weak bones, that is a sign of a vitamin D deficiency. So if you have a program or if you're on a program of trying to make sure that you are replenishing and strengthening your bones, trying to increase the strength with the calcium supplementation, understand that it's not going to be effective if you've got a vitamin D deficiency. You can take a bunch of calcium and it isn't going to be assimilated. And it's not going to be assimilated. The nutrients that you take are not going to be assimilated into your muscles either. If you've got muscle aches, that could be a vitamin D deficiency. So right now, you can get Silver Bullet, 50% off. Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement, that is also 50% off. And you can get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, a great way to take essential vitamins and minerals. You just put it in, makes a great tasting drink mix, or you can make it taste any way you want. You don't have to swallow a lot of pills. You can get 16% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion if you enter the code VITA10. And it's VITA10 because just last week it was 10% off. Now they've increased it to 16.88%. So I guess we could almost say it's almost 17% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink with the code VITA10 at checkout. Daily Caller puts it this way. The battle has arrived over the government's massive surveillance powers. Are you going to set this one out? Are you going to wait and say nothing as they take away your freedoms, as they spy on you, as they expand the surveillance state? As a key part of what we were just talking to Kurt Haskell about, there's a lot of money in the surveillance military-industrial complex, and that's what it's become. It's a big profit center for these people, whether they're selling body scanners or whether they're selling tools to eavesdrop on the American public, or whether they're selling software. Remember, that was the four whistleblowers at the NSA right after September 11th. William Binney, Thomas Drake, and others were saying, hold on, there is a big multi-billion dollar contract that that they have signed on to that is going to expose your identity. Those guys had internally, they're all technical people inside the NSA. They had already come up with a system that was essentially going to keep people anonymous, but they didn't want that. Number one, they wanted to spend the money with their crony friends. And number two, they wanted to make sure that they could get that information about you. They don't want the FISA Act. And remember, when we go back and we look at all the JFK tapes and everything, we had in the 1970s, and the big part of the Church Committee hearings that everybody focused on was the information about assassinations. But the core purpose of that, before they talked to the CIA director, was to show that, and we've got some clips, we're going to go to those in the next segment. I want you to hear from them yourself as to what Michael Hayden and others said about the surveillance state. But they had those hearings initially because they knew that the CIA and the NSA, back in the 1960s and earlier, as soon as they were created, these guys were spying on Americans. And they said, wait a minute. That's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. So they had the hearings where you saw the heart attack gun that was held up by CIA Director Richard Helms and others. Everybody focused on that. They talked about assassinations of attempts to assassinate Fidel Castro, but they did not focus on the key issue, and that was the illegal surveillance and wiretapping of Americans. To stop that, they created the FISA Act, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Called the FISA Act, that's redundant. It's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. And there is a FISA court. And that's the court that, as Rand Paul has said, you go there and they say, I want a search warrant of Mr. and Mrs. America. And they give it to them. And so what happened was that tool that was supposed to stop the CIA and the NSA from spying on Americans without a search warrant became the tool to do just that. Isn't that interesting how they turned that around? And so now, as part of that, they've got a Section 702 of the FISA Act. And they say, well, this is created through congressional amendments to a prior bill that allows federal intelligence agencies to collect data on foreigners suspected of crime. No, no. As a matter of fact, what it says was you're not going to collect this information on Americans without a search warrant, and you're not even going to collect it on foreigners in America without a search warrant. So it has to be foreigners in foreign countries. They can't even be in America. If they're in America, you got to have a search warrant. But instead, they do that. And now at the center of all this, we have seen this highly politicized surveillance state and dark state now unmasking individuals that were part of the Trump campaign and saying, well, that's okay, we can do that. Some people in Congress are starting to get the idea, and they ought to get it pretty quickly, that they are the prime targets of all this. And when we come back, I want to play a clip for you from Michael Hayden, who was the former director of the CIA, former director of the NSA, and he makes it very clear why they are doing this. We have the opportunity now to try to stop it. If you want to put some pressure on some of these people, if you want to support the people who are doing the right thing, like Senator Rand Paul, now is the time to stand up and have your voice be heard. We're going to tell you how when you come back. I'm David Knight. Stay with us.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support.
It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostagard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostagard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic Berlin Wall of disinformation, it's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back on this Monday, October 30th, 2017. You know, we talked to Kurt Haskell. He was a witness, actually a passenger on the plane where the underwear bomber tried to ignite his bomb that didn't have a detonator. Set fire to his pants, the floor, the wall. And as he pointed out, they had a guy who took him off in a headlock. I mean, didn't try to disable him or anything, just took him off in a headlock to the first class section. It was a guy, interestingly enough, who had just finished a documentary about terrorism on a plane. So many different things about that were really strange. But of course, they shut down any trial where we would have any exposure of all of the anomalies that they had done, where you would not have testimony that there was no detonator, where you would not have somebody like Kurt Haskell talk about how this individual was put on the plane by somebody in a suit and he showed up dressed down in a t-shirt and jeans in Amsterdam, where it was very cold. He had no bags. He had no coat. He had no passport. But they got him on the plane, and they got what they wanted out of it, didn't they? And this report from The Hill, new Trump security rules taking effect at airports. Yeah, they're going to make it even harder for you to travel. And they want to eventually put these scanners everywhere where you go in public, whether it is a shopping center or a public event or whatever. That's what they are rolling out. We've seen the NFL as a big part of this. And we want to get to the surveillance of Americans and what you can do about that. But I just, it's very depressing to look at the news here and see that we now have even more security rules being put in by the Trump administration. U.S.-bound passengers are facing a new wave of stricter airline security measures, from tougher bag checks to questioning from ticket agents. Well, it's going to be real hard for me when somebody starts asking me why I'm traveling to not ask them, by what authority do you ask that question under the Constitution? I know you appeal to it for your authority, and then you completely ignore it like every politician from Hillary on down. Nobody pays any attention to what the Constitution says. They just appeal to it to rule over you. It's become nothing but a tactic. It's not a piece of law anymore. They say airlines are required to have the standards in place by last Thursday as part of the Trump administration's efforts to beef up global aviation security and stay on top of evolving terrorism threats. Let's understand that as Jonathan Corbett was exposing the garbage of these body scanners and how ineffective they were. He was an engineer, and he would show how they could not detect weapons if you put them on your side and so forth at the time. And how it was nothing but security theater. It was just there to make you feel safe. But of course, you're not safe when they take away your freedom. You're not safe when they take away the rule of law. You have to understand that the most dangerous terrorist in the world is a lawless government. Think about that. Don't give up your freedom for the promise of security. A lawless government that is not bound to any restrictions, that doesn't respect any individual rights, is the most dangerous terrorist you will ever find. Go back and look, and we bring this up when we talk about gun control. We talk about democide. Look at how many people have been killed by their own governments. Far more than you will see foreign powers attacking us or terrorists attacking us. It's governments killing their own people. Democide, death by government. That's what you need to be concerned about. You need to be concerned about a government that thinks that it has the right and gives itself the ability to track you everywhere you go, to know everything about you. And if you want to talk about manipulation of the American public, think about the fact that the government is watching everything that you do on social media. And then they're following how you respond. And then they're adjusting their phony narratives to correspond to that. I mean, that is the depressing part of this. And of course, they say these policies are designed to replace an unpopular ban on laptops and carry on luggage. So now they're going to be doing interviews and who knows what else, because the sky is the limit as long as you allow them to do this. Now, going back to this Surveillance Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, Section 702, I just want to put this in context. Here's Michael Hayden, former director of the NSA, former director of the CIA, and he was at the Washington and Lee Law School, and he was bragging about why they did this. Here's what he had to say.
Guilt. In fact, let me be really clear, okay? NSA doesn't just listen to bad people. NSA listens to interesting people. People.
Yeah. Interesting people. And they all thought that was very funny. Interesting people like a presidential candidate. Interesting people like a president who would restrain their power. A president like Donald Trump. That's the kind of person that they listen to. Those kind of interesting people. They're not bad. They're just interesting. And we want to get some interesting information on them. And some of the legislators in Congress and some of the senators in Congress are waking up to this. Remember, even people like Lindsey Graham, who has not yet had a Kevin Spacey moment, when he kind of got some cold feet, said, "Are you listening to me?" It's kind of like Dianne Feinstein when she found out that she was a subject of being investigated by the CIA because they had the CIA torture report. And so then they started investigating her. And we have seen in the past that the FBI under J. Edgar Hoover and others were coming after every politician. President Truman said they are trending toward a Gestapo, folks. They passed that point a long time ago. William Binney, one of the NSA whistleblowers, said this is far worse than anything that the Gestapo had. Far worse than anything the Stasi had. And he's somebody who knows. He spent his entire career as global technical head of the NSA, spying on these people. He knows what a repressive regime looks like. And he says the world has never seen anything like we have now in America. How are they going to use this? When are they going to use this? Are you going to stand up and say something about it? We have a bill right now. Senator Rand Paul and Senator Ron Wyden have introduced the USA Rights Act. USA Rights Act to protect constitutional rights of Americans. Will you take the time? I know everybody spends time on social media and you love to argue with people and you like to put memes out. Will you take the time to write a simple letter telling your senator or your congressman? I mean, you could do it electronically, but if you got somebody that's like Lindsey Graham, you might just mention to it because he's somebody who supports the military industrial complex without any restrictions or exceptions. But you just might mention to him that he's going to be an interesting person. We know he's not a bad person, you can say. I know you're not a bad person, Senator Graham, but they find you very interesting. Would you like to not have a situation where somebody might blackmail you in the future? Would you do this to protect yourself if you won't do it to protect America? You can talk to your congressmen. You can tell them to support that act for their own good. Not just for your good, but for their own good. Appeal to their own selfish self-interest. Because most of these guys have got something that they want to hide. So appeal to their self-interest. You don't have to accuse them of being crooks or swamp creatures or anything. Just say, this is something they could manufacture if it becomes very widely known. Do something about it. It's very rare that anybody takes the time to write their congressman. And you can use snail mail to contact people who aren't your congressmen or senators. Usually they've got some kind of a filter so that you have to be in their district in order to send them an email, but you could send a snail mail message to somebody. It doesn't take that long. Take some of the time that you usually spend arguing about politics on social media and send a letter to these guys. You could create a groundswell if just a few of you listening to this program did it. Just a fraction of the people listening to this program, writing your senator and congressman, and they would get concerned. Because they don't usually see anybody take an interest in government. We all talk on social media, and they monitor us on social media, but they do it so that they can manipulate their story. And it's other people who are doing it. It's not the congressman. It's very rare, and it will really get their attention if you talk to them about it. And it's very interesting because when we look at this, we got in this article from the Daily Caller, they've got somebody who was in the Bush administration. He was Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security, created by Bush. And he says, well, this Section 702 is a very effective program. and it can't really work if we try to exclude Americans' communications. Oh, really? Well, then let's scrap it, because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are far more important than your ability to know everything about me when you keep everything about yourself and the government and what you do in the government secret and concealed from us, and you lie to keep it concealed. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We're not just going to have to end in the next week the Brain Force Plus special, 50% off. I'm going to have to end even sooner our Caveman Ultimate Paleo Bone Broth, Turmeric, Chaga Mushroom, Bee Pollen, and more concentrate. You talk about next level meal replacement, next level compared to whey. And it's great to mix with whey and then make shakes. It's incredible. My son is growing like a weed using it. He's bigger than I am already. 15, incredible. It is amazing. InfoWarsLife.com, 50% off Caveman, but only a few days left. It's about to end. And folks, the globalists hate it when you do this. We're the tip of the spear because we're fearless. We're bold because we understand the stakes are too high. The globalists win. We're all slaves. So don't thank me for what I'm doing. I want to thank you. We're all in this together. And when you get the great Bolon Labe t-shirts, you get the great books and videos, you're funding the tip of the spear. Again, visit InfoWarsStore.com today and commit to helping the InfoWar.
This week, the FBI released over 1,500 heavily redacted documents concerning the Sandy Hook investigation. In many cases, entire pages are redacted, but unredacted portions of the Sandy Hook documents continue to support the narrative. 20-year-old shooter Adam Lanza was a lonely, tech-savvy high school dropout, an experienced shooter with an interest in weapons, a functioning autistic with a personality disorder, and a recluse who liked to play video games all day. But there's one key update on page 41. A source told agents that Lanza, while in the ninth grade, was visited at his home by either CIA or FBI agents after hacking a government computer system. The source said authorities told Nancy Lanza that if her son was that smart, he could have a job with them someday. InfoWars has the documents. Read them right now. They're posted in their entirety at the article, FBI Releases Heavily Redacted Sandy Hook Investigation Docs. Leanne McAdoo, InfoWars.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense Probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gum and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute one part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we've just had an update about somebody in the Trump campaign has pled guilty to a process crime. I'll get to that in just a moment. Real quickly, just want to let you know about the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. I've been talking about vitamin D, our winter sun product, a vitamin D supplementation. The signs that you have a vitamin D deficiency are things like getting frequent infections, especially this time of year when colds and flus are moving around. You're depressed, especially in winter, or you're literally always tired, or you have joint pains, weak bones, or your muscles hurt. All of those are signs of vitamin D deficiency. And right now we have a great source of vitamin D. Our Winter Sun product is now 50% off. Our Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, is also 50% off. A great time to stock up on that. Educate yourself about the importance of vitamin D. You can't protect your bones or your immune system without having sufficient vitamin D. That's why these things happen during the winter increasingly, and it's why we call the product Winter Sun in the first place. So you can get 50% off Winter Sun, 50% off Silver Bullet. You can also get 16.88%. They've raised this up from 10% off vitamin mineral fusion drink at checkout when you enter the code VITA10, V-I-T-A-10. Last week it was 10%. They have upped it to 16.88%. So take advantage of that while you can. The code is VITA10 at checkout to get 10% off vitamin mineral fusion drink mix. A great way to get your vitamin and mineral supplementation without taking a lot of pills. All right, let's go quickly to this new update that just came out. Ex-Trump campaign manager advisor has pled guilty to making a false statement. And again, this is a process crime. This is why I believe, and said so from the very beginning, one of the reasons why I believe that you had Bill Clinton meeting with the attorney general at the time on the tarmac just before her deposition report by the FBI, her interview. That is a very serious crime if you make a misstatement to the FBI. And that is precisely why they've been conducting so many of these investigations. They want to make sure they can trap somebody in the details. It's called a process crime. And now they got one. Hey, we got one right here. A former Trump campaign foreign policy advisor has pled guilty to making false statements to the FBI after he lied about his interactions with foreign officials close to the Russian government. His name is Papadopoulos, George Papadopoulos. They say he lied to FBI agents about the timing, the extent, and the nature of his relationships and interactions with certain foreign nationals whom he understood to have close connections with senior Russian government officials. This is precisely the type of process crime that the special prosecutor was out to get. And, of course, that was why Bill Clinton was impeached. One of the articles of impeachment was he committed perjury about something that was not a crime, his consensual sexual relationship with Monica Lewinsky. Ken Starr stayed away from the bigger crimes, sexual assault, rape, and other things, financial crimes that they were accused of, went after a consensual relationship and the fact that he was embarrassed and he tried to lie about his consensual relationship with Monica Lewinsky, and that was perjury, and that was what they focused on. Let's go back real quickly because I want to underscore how important it is for you to stand up and to be counted to register your support for this bill, the USA Rights Act by Rand Paul and Ron Wyden. Let them know that just repealing a little bit of the surveillance state is something that is important to you. Contact them. It'll have a lot of weight. And let me give you another example. Of course, you've seen this clip before, but it's very important. Understand, this is Ron Wyden, co-supporter of this bill. When he got James Clapper to lie under oath, but of course, James Clapper isn't going to get a process crime like George Papadopoulos. James Clapper is out there still lying, not under oath, but he's still lying on mainstream media. This is the guy who lied about Dragnet surveillance, and nothing happened to him. James Clapper being interrogated, or not interrogated, but questioned under oath by Ron Wyden. Here he is.
I don't really know what a dossier is in this context. So what I wanted to see is if you could give
supposed
me
to be impressed
yes
when
no
say dossier.
Question. Does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
Because you can't look at him in the eye.
Not wittingly. There are cases where they could inadvertently,
not
perhaps, collect, but not.
James Clapper, the consummate liar and bad poker player. Maybe he needs to play video poker, because he would never make it in a game with human beings. And then I want to go back and play this clip from Michael Hayden, the guy who was director of the NSA, director of the CIA, deeply embedded in the surveillance state that we have created here in America, and of course, an ever-Trumper. Here's what he had to say about the necessity of even having laws like the Patriot Act or Section 7702 and so forth. Here's what Michael Hayden had to say about that.
Oh, your talk today about 215? 215 is such a safe haven. 215 is legislated by Congress. I was doing metadata collection under the president's raw Article 2 authorities from October 7th, 2001 forward.
Yeah, he says, 215, all this stuff, that's a law by Congress. Well, you know what? If Congress writes a law that contradicts the Fourth Amendment that says that you need a search warrant that is specific about the person that you're going to be listening to, why you are listening to them, where you're going to be listening to them, et cetera, et cetera, and you go before a real judge, unless you get that, you're violating the law. You're creating a crime. But he goes, I didn't need any of that stuff in the Patriot Act. I didn't need any of that stuff that was written by the Congress that overrules the Constitution. I had an order from the president. See? Understand where we are? That's the dictatorship that's being created. We not only have a police state, but we have a dictatorship in the minds of people like Michael Hayden, director of the CIA, director of the NSA. He doesn't need any law. Whatever the president tells him to do, he'll do. That should frighten you. That should even frighten the politicians. So talk about that. Talk about how they're going to be the first ones that are going to be targets of this surveillance state, as we've already seen with President Trump. And guess what? When the worm turns, the Democrats are going to find that they are also the subject of this stuff. And we all know that the metadata is the most important thing that they're looking for. You know, I think it's interesting in the amount of time that we got left. We now see this witch hunt going after George Washington. And remember, as they were going after the statues of Civil War, began with the Civil War, actually began with Trump's UN ambassador, Nikki Haley. She saw a picture of a Confederate flag in the background of a heinous murder, and it's like, now that means everybody with a Confederate flag is same as this Dillon Roof guy. So we got to purge that. We got to purge the statues, and we got to purge the cemeteries, and we got to purge everything that has to do with that. And then they go after the other side on the Civil War. They go after Grant. They go after Lincoln. Then they keep going further and further back. Now it's Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson, all the way back to Christopher Columbus. And of course, when this all began, President Trump said they're going to be coming after George Washington soon. And they mocked him. But of course, now we have seen multiple examples of that. And now George Washington's own church had a plaque in his honor. Now that's going to be removed because, of course, he had slaves. And so we see this happening. I just want to remind you, as I've said before, that Native Americans, or as Russell Means, who was called himself an American Indian movement, okay, he says, let's not confuse people because we've had Europeans who've been here for 400 or 500 years. So they kind of feel like they're native as well. So let's talk about American Indians to distinguish the different groups. So you want to call them Indians? Talk about Geronimo and the Apaches. They had slaves, didn't they? Yeah, they did. Did you know that even the Cherokees had slaves? They had black slaves, as a matter of fact. And we talk about the mistreatment of the Cherokees when they were kicked out of their lands in North Carolina and Georgia, the areas of the Appalachians, the Trail of Tears. They took their black slaves with them to Oklahoma in many cases. Did you know that? And so we've had slavery in every single culture. And we can eradicate all the information about Geronimo or Crazy Horse or anybody that you want to put up as a hero, somebody who fought for their freedom or independence. We can destroy anybody if that's going to be the measurement. And that's the measurement by which they're going after George Washington now. What you have to understand is that nobody is perfect. And we can oppose slavery and we can oppose the legacy of that without throwing away the foundations and the culture that they left us, that was excellent. The best foundation for government, the best culture for self-government that we have ever had. But that's the point. That's the target that they want to throw away. It isn't that they want to purge anything to do with slavery. There was slavery in Africa. Certain African tribes enslaved others. And there was, as I point out, the Indians would enslave each other. They would enslave black people. They would enslave white people when they captured them. That was a very common thing. There's a long list of white people who were captured by the Apaches. As a matter of fact, if you look at the John Wayne movie, The Searchers, that was a well-known issue. I mean, they're looking for a young girl, and John Wayne is the guy who's looking for his niece who was captured and kept as a slave by the Apaches and so forth. I think it was Apaches in that movie. But now we're going to purge everything about even George Washington, because our society has to be erased because of the politically correct cultural Marxists. That's it for our radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emmerich's Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emmerich's Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.